And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 7th of July, 2009. The painter Marc Chagall was born on this day, 1887, in Vitebsk, Russia, the oldest of nine children. Father worked at a salt herring factory. Wanted to be an artist, moved to St. Petersburg, went on to become a famous painter, Chagall, who said, "I work in whatever medium likes me at the moment." David McCullough, the historian, born in Pittsburgh on this day, 1933, went off to Yale. He was going to become an artist, but he met Thornton Wilder, who was teaching there. They ate lunch together, and Wilder inspired McCullough to become a writer by telling McCullough how he, Wilder, chose a subject for his books. He'd find something he wanted to learn more about, go out and see what was written about it, and if there wasn't much or if it wasn't good, he'd write it himself. McCullough went to work for Sports Illustrated, then for American Heritage, saw some photographs of the great flood in Johnstown, Pennsylvania, 1889, found that the books that had been written about it were boring, and so he did his research, and 3 years later published The Johnstown Flood. It was successful enough that McCullough was able to quit his job, write full-time, write The Great Bridge about the Brooklyn Bridge, the biographies Truman, John Adams, and a few years ago, 1776. It's the birthday of the writer and editor Abraham Kahan, born in Lithuania, 1860, a socialist. When Tsar Alexander II was assassinated, there was a huge government crackdown on revolutionaries, and Abraham Kahan fled to America, settled in New York City on the Lower East Side. Every night sat down with a dictionary and a stack of newspapers and taught himself English. Taught English in night school to other immigrants. He was a union organizer, wrote some fiction as well, but he's best known as the founder and editor for many years of the Jewish Daily Forward, a socialist New York daily written in Yiddish. In its heyday in the 1920s, it had over a quarter of a million readers. And it's the birthday of the Dean of Science Fiction Writers, Robert Heinlein, born in Butler, Missouri, 1907. There was a contest offering a prize of $50, and young Robert Heinlein set out to win it with a story about a machine that could predict a person's death. He went on to write almost 100 novels and short stories, including Stranger in a Strange Land. Here's a poem for today by Joyce Kennedy entitled Lonely Lake. It was the name given it on our hiking map. Intrigued, we followed a narrow rising trail flecked with autumn, aspen leaves beneath our feet, young trees leaning across as if to guard the integrity of loneliness. At the end, we found the lake, small jewel shining in space, not obviously frequented, although there was a rickety dock, and on it a battered rowboat and dented canoe, no paddles. We sat, one in rowboat, one in canoe, the loneliness of the lake pared down to bare essentials, shore lined with thick dark pine, intense and cloudless sky, sun flaring on water's changing surface. A hawk dipped down to startle the peace, while two ducks rode the ripples unperturbed. Stunned by beauty, we reached across, boat to canoe, canoe to boat, to touch hands, our own lonely selves connecting as lightly and effortlessly as the dragonfly wing that earlier brushed against my face. Lonely Lake by Joyce Kennedy, from Ghost Lamp, published by the Laurel Poetry Collective, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, producers of Poetry Everywhere, a new series of films featuring contemporary poets. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.